we see fake accounts pop up on LinkedIn with people fake what company they work for, trying to get information on a new company, or even trying to fake job resumes. We see fake accounts on Facebook all the time. These things just have started popping up, and a lot of companies have ignored it, thinking it's a social media tool. It's something people play with at home. It's not a business tool, but it's kind of, the world's changed in the last couple of years, and it is part of the business world.
That's X-Force security architect Michael Hamlin raising the alarm for businesses to take social media platforms as a new attack vector in the war against hackers. Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. On this special edition of This Week on DeveloperWorks, we take a deep dive look into the social media-based attacks as documented in the IBM X-Force 2013 Mid-Year Trend and Risk Report. You can download the full report at ibm.co/xforce2013. That's ibm.co/xforce2013. Before we get into those social media attacks, I asked Michael to explain to us a little bit about what the X-Force group does.
So X-Force represents several groups in IBM. So we have folks in the Advanced Research and Threat group. We have guys that work on the Threat Protection Network Engine. We have folks in the professional services teams, as well as in the managed service. We track all of the vulnerabilities and exploits out on the internet, as well as research attack methodologies and hacking trends. We also have groups in the MSS who monitor our client data and look for trends across 4,000 clients in 133 countries. They can monitor about 20 billion events a day. So we get a good understanding of trends that are happening live as they impact customers.
The X-Force report documents attackers' attempts to compromise our online banking accounts through indirect means by exploiting the fact that we often use the same ID and password across multiple websites. I asked Michael to explain this type of attack to us.
Yeah, so we've always had attackers that are trying to attack we know targeted accounts, so they want to go after your financial accounts directly attacking the bank. But as banks added protections and we've gotten better at fraud protection, we've educated users that a bank will never email you and ask you for your password, these techniques became less profitable. What has become the secondary attack is I'll attack an internet provider, so a cloud-based service like Evernote or LinkedIn. One of these accounts where there's hundreds of thousands of users and accounts that I can steal. So in one fell swoop, I get hundreds of thousands of accounts, and now it's up to a matter of cracking those passwords. If they're easy to crack, then I can go look for other services that username and password will work on. And because a lot of individuals we all tend to hate complexity, right? Even I hate having to type a separate password in for every web service I use. So we have to use tools, so we use password safes and techniques to keep our passwords or passphrases. But what happens when we use the same tool is if it's stolen one time from Facebook or LinkedIn, then if we accidentally use that as well in our bank, then that means our bank password was breached. It's out there on the internet somewhere, and even though the bank wasn't directly attacked.
The X-Force report paints a grim picture of attackers exploiting social media networks to gain the confidence and trust of company employees in order to convince them to release credentials and other sensitive information. Michael walks us through how some of these types of attacks work.
Yeah, so we've profiled kind of the rise of the social media attacks, and they've been happening for a year. These aren't brand new attacks, but we thought it was important to put them all together and show the impact. Some of the things have changed. Recently, one of the social media conferences were posting stats about somewhere between 70 and 80% of American adults are connected on a social network. So we're seeing that everybody really is now connected. It's not just a younger generation, or it's not just a place to go post selfie pictures on Facebook or Instagram. But we also see them being used as a business tool. We saw one of the attacks we highlighted was the flash crash, where the AP account was hijacked, a Twitter message came out about the White House being attacked, and the stock market crashed. So we see business interaction with social media, in some cases like that one, actually a real streaming service. we see companies posting material, stock posting their material company alerts on Twitter or Facebook, and we've even seen some of those being challenged whether or not they're a legal method for communicating with shareholders. So it's an awareness that it's a business tool now, and the case we highlighted on social media was last year on the case with Robin Sage was created to spoof being a researcher in the cyberspace, and was able to make up a profile and get hundreds of connections into other DoD contractors, three-letter agencies, other forms of the government, just by appearing to be a valid security researcher. And we see that trend of fake accounts being used, where it's kind of a reputation stealing, if you will, right? We see fake accounts pop up on LinkedIn where people fake what company they work for, trying to get information on a new company, or even trying to fake job resumes. We see fake accounts on Facebook all the time. These things just have started popping up, and a lot of companies have ignored it, thinking it's a social media tool. It's something people play with at home. It's not a business tool, but it's kind of, the world's changed in the last couple of years, and it is part of the business world.
One particular type of social media attack that's received a lot of attention lately is the so-called poisoned watering hole attack, and it's sort of a new form of drive-by attack, and Michael walks us through it.
Yeah, so the watering hole attacks are very specific and targeted attacks. They're a form of drive-by attacks normally, and the technique may vary, but the idea is more like you would think of on the Sahara Desert, of a watering hole where all the animals have to come to get their water. There's no other water source, and so you've created a place where they come, but rather than go out and create a site to attract people and attempt to hack their PCs, you're looking to target a specific group of individuals. In the case, there was one set up on the U.S. government website where data was released on the first of the month around exposure data, specifically exposure data around exposure to nuclear material. And that compensation and exposure website was targeted, and that means that you know the individuals coming to it are probably working at national labs. They have ties into national labs or defense contractors. So you're not going out on the internet and looking for everybody, but you're finding a site you can compromise that's a direct targeted group. Another very high-profile one was the case of Apple announcing they were infected by a drive-by attack from a watering hole. Several developers went to a website that made an iOS development toolkit, and that site had been compromised, knowing that they could directly target high-profile Apple developers.
You can read all the details about these social media-based attacks, as well as all the new attacks on mobile computing platforms and the current state of our ongoing battle against legacy attacks like SQL injection attacks and cross-site scripting attacks in the full report at ibm.co/xforce2013. That's ibm.co/xforce2013. That's all the time we have for this episode. We'll see you next week on DeveloperWorks.